According to Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley, this year each school in the district will receive a letter grade. Then from the grade point average earned by the schools, that will determine the district's letter grade. It's a new accountability system that morphed from the old No Child Left Behind program. It's called the Utah Comprehensive Accountability System, or UCAS.
To be able to rate and compare schools and districts. Because everything is changing with our state assessments, with our state standards, we are now in a year of, again, transition. And so the school letter grades are coming out on September the 3rd.
The UCAS has been criticized, first, for having anything to do with No Child Left Behind, and secondly, because some feel it only measures improvement, not overall achievement. But Conley says the data is still there that will benefit schools in the long run.
Because this is the first year, because the data that we've received, they're still flushing that out, and we're still having to what we call scrub the data. I guess my encouragement would be that this is data that we can continue to use to be focused on student achievement. What can we do different? But I would also put out that it is the first year, that making that first judgment and that first assumption may not be where we need to be. We need to really dive down into those school letter grades.
She says the toughest year for the UCAS school letter grades generally is this first year because it's a new metric measuring different standards. Conley says there are three main components that determine the grade.
There's one, of course, is performing, performance of students, test scores, the state test score. And as we know, there's always lots of controversy, discussion around state testing. The second piece pulls in the growth factor. So you start looking at your students in the bottom percentiles and if they're actually growing. So it does put a growth model into that.
In addition, there are some subcomponents that also make up the grade.
Your ELL, your English language learners, is always one because we do have a test that we can measure their growth with. Attendance, also they do pull some discipline data to be able to look at discipline referrals. So it is a more comprehensive system, but it's just so incredibly different than what we're used to.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. The school board meets Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. in the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. Public comment will be taken at 5:30 p.m. instead of the usual 6 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.